Good morning, you're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest from the floor of Mohawk's convention up in Washington is Robert Fry, who's the economist with DuPont. Robert, how you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Glad you could be with me. I've been a follower of yours for some time, and you publish a monthly report, and you do a thorough analysis as an economist of what you think is going to happen in the future. Tell me what your outlook is for 2011.
We're looking for growth to begin the year rather slow, like it's been the last couple of quarters, at or slightly below the long-term growth trend for the economy, and then to gradually accelerate starting in the second quarter of the year. So it'll be much stronger by the end of the year than it is at the beginning.
Okay. Most of the people here are focused on the residential housing market. There's existing sales, there's new construction. Everybody knows that the new construction piece of it is going to be soft probably through the whole next year. Is that the way you see it?
That's correct. In terms of growth rates, it might look pretty good, but that's an illustration of what we call the law of small numbers. And when you start out at a low enough level, any increase looks big in percentage terms. But in terms of level, we're looking at housing starts at about 750,000. That'll make it the fourth consecutive year of less than 1 million housing starts. And before 2008, you had to go back to 1945 to find a year with less than 1 million housing starts in the U.S.
So Jeff Loberbaum this morning in the opening session said that he thought it would eventually get to 1.2 million, but it's not going to be in 11.
Not in 11, probably not in 12. In 13, it should be well above 1.2 million. Now, the 1.2 sounds low, so I suspect he might have been talking about single-family starts rather than total starts.
Do you track the size of housing, and do you think that trend is going to continue? When people talk about a new normal, or are people going to go into smaller houses, or are we going to pull out of this recession and consumers go right back to the habits they were in?
Well, the big question is, were they buying bigger houses because they looked at housing as an investment rather than as a purchase of the ultimate consumer durable? If they were buying bigger houses because they thought it was a good investment, I think they're probably going to go to somewhat smaller houses. I think they're going to start looking at housing as a place to live, a place to raise your family, which I think is the appropriate way to look at housing, rather than looking at it as an investment, which from an economist standpoint is a good thing.
On the existing home sales, a lot of that's driven by inventory and, like you say, mortgage rates. This whole foreclosure thing, where do we stand as you look into 11 on that?
Foreclosure activity may have peaked, but it's still going to remain at a high level for a long time. We had a big drop in home prices. Things seem to stabilize, maybe picked up a little bit for most of a year, but it seems like maybe prices are going back down again. I think they're probably pretty close to where they should be relative to income, so I wouldn't look for a collapse like we saw a couple years ago. But I don't think we're going to see any strong increases in home prices near term.
So I guess the life right now is on the residential remodel side, and that's impacted by consumer sentiment. What other factors impact that?
Pretty much the same factors that influence new construction. So it's interest rates, it's employment. Employment feeds into consumer confidence, income growth, which is also largely driven by employment. So a lot of the future outlook boils down to job growth, which has been really, along with housing, one of the two missing links in the recovery so far.
Do you think that's one of the biggest factors?
I think employment growth is probably the single biggest factor determining the strength of the recovery, or lack thereof in this case.
And where do you see that going in 11?
I think it's going to gradually ramp up through the year, but it won't be until about the second quarter when you get enough job growth to really start making a dent in the unemployment rate. But since we're starting out at close to 10%, we probably don't get below 9% unemployment during 2011. That's probably something that happens in early 2012.
What are some other factors that we can watch that would tell us things are on track?
From my point of view, as a manufacturing sector economist, I look at industrial production. I look at the Institute of Supply Management's Purchasing Managers Indexes. From my corner of the world, I look at that, you know, more broadly, look at GDP. As far as leading indicators, historically, housing has been a leading indicator. It has not been a very good leader with this recovery. Housing has led every U.S. recovery since World War II, except this one. It probably led this one in terms of timing, but certainly not in terms of magnitude. Other things to look at, the stock market is actually an overly maligned leading indicator. Paul Samuelson wrote in his classic economics textbook that stock prices have correctly forecast 9 of the last 5 recessions. And I think a lot of people tend to disregard stock prices because of that, but they're actually a reasonably good leading indicator. So, you know, pay attention to those. They matter.
One indicator about the economy are car sales, and car sales are actually up. And actually, as was pointed out earlier today, it's not just the low-end car sales. There's actually a lot of luxury cars being sold.
The jump in car sales was one of the pieces of good news, one of the many pieces of good news that we got for October. And we had seen an initial rise in auto sales back in late 2009. Of course, some of that had to do with Cash for Clunkers. After Cash for Clunkers went away, they dropped back down. They started up again, but then they were in a very narrow range from March to September without any growth. But they broke out of that range in October, and then they held at the higher levels in November. So it now looks like auto sales are picking up. And as you said, it's auto sales or vehicle sales broadly. A lot of big SUVs are selling well again.
And, you know, there is that October year model change. A lot of deals happen. That has a little bit of, an inflation to the numbers. But do you feel like this is going to be sustainable?
I think the direction continues up. In fact, one of the most optimistic forecasters I know is the chief economist of a major U.S. auto manufacturer. So that's heartening as far as the auto outlook goes, because I think their forecast for the economy probably is influenced by their forecast for auto sales.
All right, so let's talk about the commercial market. In this recession recovery, it's the first time that we've seen actually the commercial market come back before the residential market. Do you think that's sustainable in 11?
I think the direction's up. I think the growth rate's probably slow, at least initially. I think the faster growth probably waits for 2012. But as you point out, historically, residential leads the overall economy and commercial or non-residential lags. So it's only the problems in non-residential that are pushing it back, so that commercial may be recovering sooner. So I think it's too early to expect a strong recovery in commercial, but 2012 could be a much better year.
One thing that people, when they start talking about the economy, they wonder, what did the stimulus do for us? Is that gone through the system? Is there still some stimulus to be paid? What effect is that going to have in 11?
Well, one of the problems with fiscal policy is that it often takes too long to spend the money. So a significant amount of it has not been spent yet. So there's still a little more stimulus left to come. Now, there's a big argument about, did the stimulus work or not? I think it was probably a mild positive, but there were so many other things going on, like uncertainty about the future of the Bush tax cuts, the impact of the health care bill on hiring, and I think those negative influences probably offset the at least small positive impact of the stimulus, so that you couldn't really see any positive impact from the stimulus.
One of the reasons I wanted to do this interview is obviously I wanted to give our audience your perspective on what's going to happen in 2011. You know, this Bush tax credit, whether or not they are going to extend that or not, keeps coming up. You just brought it up. That's a big factor for what happens in 11.
I think it's big in a couple of ways. One is lower tax rates give you more of an incentive to invest and to take risks, and that's good for the economy. And a lot of these rates apply to small businesses who file their taxes as subchapter S corporations on individual tax returns. So it matters in that regard. The other way it matters is just the uncertainty. In fact, if we said, no, we're not going to extend them, that's probably better than doing nothing and letting this uncertainty hang over the economy. But the best thing to do would be to extend the tax cuts for everybody for at least another couple of years, until the economy's out of the woods and we've got a strong recovery that's obviously sustainable.
So you're here at this meeting. I know you're on the show floor now, where DuPont is talking about its exclusive arrangement with Mohawk on Smart Strand. Are you also giving a speech to this group?
I'm actually giving 4 speeches to this group, 3 today and 1 tomorrow. It's such a big group that they've broken them into smaller groups, and I will speak to each of the smaller groups.
Can you give me a highlight from the speech you're going to give today as far as the overriding message?
Well, one of the highlights is sort of a good explanation of why the recovery has been weak so far, especially in the middle 2 quarters of 2010. And it's actually a quote from Lamont DuPont II, who ran both DuPont and General Motors back in the 1930s. And this is a quote from 1937 when he said, "Uncertainty rules the tax situation, the labor situation, the monetary situation, and practically every legal condition under which industry must operate." And I guess that goes to prove that the more things change, the more they stay the same, because those words have as much validity now as they did in 1937.
Okay, it's good to talk to you. Been talking to Robert Fry, who's the economist with DuPont, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.